HanselMinutes.com. It's Hansel Minutes, a weekly discussion with web developer and technologist Scott Hanselman, hosted by Carl Franklin. This is Lawrence Ryan announcing show number 58, recorded Wednesday, April 4th, 2007. Support for Hansel Minutes is provided by Telerik RAD Controls, the most comprehensive suite of components for Windows Forms and ASP.NET web applications. Online at www.telerik.com. Support is also provided by Slash N Software Red Carpet Subscription, the most comprehensive solution for adding connectivity to your .NET and ASP.NET applications, with components for every major internet protocol. Online at www.nsoftware.com. And by .NET Developers Journal, the world's leading .NET developer magazine. Online at www.sys-con.com. In this episode, Scott and Carl discuss calendar synchronization.
Hi, this is Carl Franklin, and you're listening to Hansel Minutes. I'm here with Scott Hanselman, of course. Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
It's good to be back in the old chair again.
Yeah, it's good. We have a number of interview shows there for a while.
And suffice to say, I thought they were great.
Well, let's get right back into what we do the best, which is complaining about Microsoft Office.
Absolutely.
So I've had an immense amount of pain recently about this DST change. Have you missed any appointments because of it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I had to have my cell phone, which is running Windows Pocket PC 2003, I had to have that in the Atlantic time zone. So for the last month, I've been living off the coast of Connecticut.
Insane. We've had a heck of a time. One of the things that really almost got me in a lot of trouble, actually, was we were supposed to go and visit a daycare, and my wife uses Google Calendar, and I sync my Outlook with her Google Calendar. I use Outlook 2007. Mm-hmm. And somehow, during that middle place, that kind of dead man's zone when daylight savings times was supposed to start and the new one started, there was that kind of two-week period. Her appointments were an hour forward.
Hmm.
So they were showing up in my Outlook as being an hour later than they really were.
You know, I also saw a story on Dig that this whole thing has been for naught. No electricity was saved. It was just a big waste of time.
Yeah. Well, it did get me thinking about syncing calendars and stuff. The wife really, really likes Google Calendar a lot, uses it all the time. And, you know, recently I had my dad's email lost. So I've been, he lost actually 2 years of email. Well, he lost it. I lost
it. Was it an Outlook PST file?
No, it was actually Thunderbird, and I lost his email. I copied something around, and somehow I got nailed. I don't know what happened.
That happened to my mother, too. She used Thunderbird and lost a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know what the story was, though.
Well, in this particular instance, it was me being stupid. I'm not really sure how it happened. But the point is, I'm trying to think about synchronizing these folks' lives. He's got a really old Palm Pilot. He's got calendar information in the Palm application. He's got email and Thunderbird. The wife's got stuff, email on Gmail, email, calendar on calendar.
Oy vey.
Exactly. So I wanted to make it so I could see my wife's Google Calendar in my Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And she could see my Outlook calendar in her Google Calendar.
And just real quick, did it work? Did you actually find a solution?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this podcast is all about.
Wow, no kidding, because this is no trivial task.
You know, and the fact that it's no trivial task and that I struggled with it kind of speaks to the state of internet calendars in general,
yeah.
Right? Because there's this iCal format. You've probably seen this before. It's not a particularly amazing format. It's actually kind of difficult to read. It looks like an old style .ini file. It's, you know, it's a very not, well, I guess I'm saying in a bigoted way that if it's not angle brackets, then I don't really think it's pretty.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's certainly not an XML based format. But, this iCal format is the standard, just like vCards are the standards for passing people's contact information around. And Google Calendar is really good about this. You can go into Google Calendar, click on Share This Calendar within one of your calendars, and they'll give you not a particularly secure link, but a very obfuscated link to that particular calendar.
So is it to you. It's not a web service. It's just a link you can hit anytime.
Right. It's just a link. They've got basically three different kinds of links that they'll give you. They'll give you an XML link, which is their own kind of format. They'll give you an iCal link, and then they'll give you an HTML link. And these are all links that you could give someone if you wanted to show them your calendar.
Hmm.
So the iCal link was the one that I was most interested in. So I have to go explicitly into my sharing settings and then share. I can either share all my information or just my free busy information. So I shared my free busy information within my Google Calendar. This is getting a little complicated here.
Yeah, I'm lost already.
Okay, let's back up. Okay, so here's the deal. My wife has Google Calendar.
Right.
Let's start this way. I want to see her calendar in my Outlook.
So let's figure that out first.
All right. So we go into her calendar, and she clicks on Share My Calendar.
Okay.
It gives her a link with a GUID in the URL.
Right.
That is for an iCal file.
Got it.
Then I go into Outlook 2007. I click on Tools Account Settings. In Tools Account Settings, there's a number of things now, including RSS feeds. You know, you can get RSS within Google. Mm-hmm. And a new tab called Internet Calendars.
Hmm.
So I say New Internet Calendar, and I give the link to her ICS file. This is the big, long Google GUID link.
Really?
Sometimes you'll see these on the net with webcal colon whack whack in front of it rather than HTTP colon whack whack.
Hmm.
Which is interestingly becoming very popular, which I think is ironic because I was all about the whole feed colon whack whack.
Right.
And everyone else thought that was lame, but the same people are excited about ICS files. So whatever. So then I go and
paste
that.
We can talk about that on another show because I have some opinions about the feed whack whack thing too.
It's kind of weak.
It is. It's not. It's HTML.
Yeah. It's HTTP.
HTTP rather. It's HTTP. Yeah.
So then I can subscribe to her calendar and then it'll automatically show up in my Outlook 2007 as another calendar, which I can then click at the little checkbox, and I can actually overlay a ghost of her calendar over mine. So this makes, you know, deciding when we're going to have dinner and have people over for dinner or this, you know, the Easter egg hunt this year or whatever. It makes coordinating really easily because I can see her Google Calendar.
Okay.
Okay. So now on my other monitor here, I've got her calendar up in Google Calendar. I want it so she can see my free busy information. Okay, and this is where it got really hairy. So first I said, oh, well, maybe I'll use some of the new features of Outlook 2007, and I'll publish my calendar. So I go and I click in Outlook, and I click publish my calendar. Back in the day, you know, you could do all sorts of things. Back in the day in the betas, you could do a number of weird things with Outlook 2007. They've made it a little harder now. If you right-click on your calendar, you can say publish to internet, and you've got two choices. You can either publish to Office Online,
mm-hmm.
which is like a whole kind of universe. If I click on that, basically they'll ask me for my my passport, my live account, and I can publish the availability or the limited details or whatever.
Okay.
And I can make it available to the community or just to invited users.
Okay.
So like we're merging with another company right now, and they don't use Outlook. So, but for security reasons, I don't want to publish the full details of my calendar, but I do want those guys to be able to schedule meetings. So I publish my calendar to Office Online and I publish just my availability. So it shows free, busy, out of office. And then I get a private link that I can email those guys and they can see an HTML representation of my calendar. Nice. Not the ideal thing because they're using Notes or something. I don't know.
And again, it's not the details of where you are and what you're doing. It's just, the general availability.
Yeah, free, busy, out of office.
Free and busy and out of office.
Exactly.
That's great.
Or I can right-click. Well, it's not ideal because it's not integrated, right? I could go and say publish to web dev server, and I could maybe publish it to Hanselman.com if I wanted to, and have more control as opposed to having Office do it. But in this instance, I really just want to get my stuff into her Google.
Yeah.
So I start looking around for this, and what I found is a number of different tools that'll do this because they're basically using the Google Calendar APIs. But mm-hmm. the one that just worked was this SyncMyCal.com or at Shrinkster.com/NMZ. I think the real URL is easier than the Shrinkster URL in that instance. And this is basically a Outlook add-in that synchronizes automatically to the it puts a toolbar in your Outlook and synchronizes to the Google Calendar.
Nice.
It can be upload, download, details, not details, etc. Works with 2007, works fine. They say that they're working on getting this to work on the PDA, but I'll talk about some other tools that'll already do that. So then basically I'm synchronizing my information, the private information up excuse me, not the private information, but just the details that about where I'm going to be and stuff, up to my Google calendar. So I made a Google calendar.
Okay. Yeah.
Made it private, invited just my wife to it. So now she sees in her Google calendars a Scott Hanselman calendar that she can then click on. It'll overlay my information. It's private to her. Doesn't include proprietary information about work stuff, but lets her know where I'm going to be generally during the day.
Yeah.
And lets her schedule stuff.
Schedule stuff. Okay. So she can add something like, you know, pick up milk at the store on your way home.
Exactly. So this is the part that's tricky. You can either synchronize, which would set it so if she added something like an invite to my Google calendar, because she has that power, it would show up automatically in my Outlook.
An invite.
Like sending me an ICS file, like an Outlook meeting request.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because the notion of a meeting request is not a unique to Outlook thing.
Right.
But I like to be able to decline, tentative, accept. So I set my sync my cal to just upload. So basically my Google calendar is a snapshot. And I do this with all my synchronization type situations. I don't ever want to have multiple authoritative sources.
Right. So Google is a read-only calendar kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly right. So Google's my read-only calendar. If she wants to add something to my calendar, she just goes into Google, adds it to her calendar, says invite Scott. Then it shows up in my Outlook at work as an invite. I accept it, gets it added to my calendar, shows up on Google, everyone's happy.
Okay.
And I know this sounds a little more administrative.
It's like round robin.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It kind of the circle of calendar life. It might sound a little administrative, like, you know, wow, you make your wife send you invites? It's not that bad. I mean, literally, she manages her life. I mean, I'm looking at her calendar right now. We've got Easter egg hunt on Saturday. We've got a play date on Monday. Went to the zoo. And, you know, it's very straightforward stuff. But if she doesn't know if I'm going to be, I tell her everything, but I'm saying that, like, here we go. We've got a dinner on Friday. But I've got some people visiting from out of town to visit Carillion, to visit our company.
Yeah.
She can see that those people visiting might butt right up against that particular dinner. And she can see that without having to do this all sorts of coordination. Well, what are you doing Friday? Da, 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 da. It really is very seamless. The point is that I feel really comfortable in Outlook, and she feels really comfortable in Google. And between the two, we have the best of both worlds. I see her calendar in Outlook. She sees mine in Google. Then I have a BlackBerry, right?
Well, before you get into that,
sure.
Would this be all easier if she used Outlook? Like my wife uses Outlook and I use Outlook, so but we haven't gotten into the calendar synchronization stuff that I know is there. Would it be easier for us just to publish to Office Online and to use that?
Yeah, that's a very good point. One of the issues is that there's still this split brain thing with Outlook. There's the people on Exchange and people not on Exchange.
Yeah, and we are not on Exchange.
Right. So yeah, if you are not on Exchange, you're using Pop or IMAP and you're both using Outlook and you're cool with that, then yeah, you could totally, publish the calendar to Office Online and then each of you could subscribe to the other.
And that's the way to do it? I mean, there isn't an easier
running, way. No, if you're both running Outlook, that's the easiest possible thing to do.
Okay.
If you're both running Outlook, unless you want to run a hosted Exchange.
No. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of gets messy. Now, there are other ways. For a while, I was using Plaxo, right?
Yep.
Plaxo.com. Keep your contacts in sync.
And that's sort of like a viral marketing thing too, isn't it? I mean,
well, I like
that's sort
Plaxo.
Of like sign up your buddies to put all their contact information. What's weird is that you see that it's somebody's birthday and you email them a thing that says happy birthday and they don't even know.
Yeah,
that.
They freak out.
They're like, well, how did you know that?
Well, that's because they weren't being thoughtful about what they chose to share on Plaxo.
Yeah.
Plaxo has a very good privacy policy. They have a full-time individual who's their privacy officer. I like Plaxo a lot. You know, I use it, but I'm very specific about what people can see and what they can't see.
Yeah.
But Plaxo is a great way if you have Outlook at work running Exchange and Outlook at home not running Exchange and you want to keep your calendars in sync. But you need to check with your IT department to make sure that kind of stuff is cool because, of course, Microsoft has shut that down. They don't like that idea. But that's just one example of how you can synchronize your calendars.
Okay, you were talking about your BlackBerry.
Okay, so my BlackBerry uses the BlackBerry Enterprise server or whatever, and I don't know anything about that. But I do know that all I had to do was tell the IT guys, make sure my calendar is synchronized. So my BlackBerry calendar happens, the synchronization happens automatically. So if my wife sends me an invite, it shows up in my calendar, and it'll show up in my BlackBerry wirelessly just because BlackBerries are magic. So what's nice about this is that now I have the one calendar, my work Outlook calendar on Exchange.
I liked your technical explanation of that. BlackBerries are magic.
BlackBerries are magic. Okay. I have no idea how they work. They're absolute voodoo. They just work. It's an appliance for me. It's like my refrigerator.
Okay.
I would freak out if it stopped working. So I've got my main calendar, my Outlook at work. We synchronize it to Google Calendar, read-only, partial details. If Google Calendar went away, I don't have to worry about my data because it's in Exchange. It also gets synchronized to the BlackBerry. So the idea here is that you want your calendar, your life, your brain, your extra brain here to be synchronized in a way that is seamless. If you have to think about any of this stuff, then you're in trouble.
Right.
What I'm just sick about is that this is necessary at all. There's a really great blog post this guy wrote called The Holy Grail of Calendar Sync at shrinkster.com/NN6. N is in Nancy, NN6. And he's got this amazing kind of manifesto about the Holy Grail of synchronization. He's got Outlook, a calendar, iPod, and a mobile phone synchronizing. And it's absolutely insane.
That is insane.
And he's got this amazing diagram. He's actually drawn it all up.
I'm looking at it.
And he's got calendars, contacts, he's got Outlook syncing to his iPod, Outlook syncing to his mobile phone, Outlook syncing to something called scheduleworld.com, which then syncs to Gmail and Google Calendar, and then his work Outlook goes into Schedule World.
That seems so fragile.
Well, you know, it seems kind of fragile, but if you really think about what I just described, I'm kind of doing the same thing myself.
Yeah, well.
Right? I got Outlook and work and home talking via Plaxo. Google Calendar and Gmail, though, are syncing via these plugins. If you're going to do something like this, no matter how you do it, whether you do it this way or my way or some way that you came up with of your own, I would really encourage people to be aware of what's being sent around. I'm all about privacy information, and I don't want my contacts. I don't sync those with my iPod. I don't want to lose my iPod and have someone, you know. Like Paris Hilton lost her phone and suddenly Tom Cruise gets a call because his number was in her phone. I don't want to be the guy that, you know, when Carl Franklin's phone number gets out and people start calling you, Carl.
Yeah.
With sync,
wouldn't be that much of a problem. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
But things like this, each tool that I look at, I want to make sure I have the ability to filter, to provide access. I don't need to include notes. I want to be able to send just free busy information in some places. Know where your data is, and especially at work, now that Outlook 2007 includes a lot of really nice share my calendar type stuff, be sure to right-click on the appointments that you don't want to be public and click the private checkbox. You know, there's no reason for my dentist appointment to be published out to the universe as, hey, Scott's got a dentist appointment, and that's why he's not coming to the code review that day.
Right.
If, you know, private stuff should stay private. And it seems like such a simple thing, but people forget that, you know. And then we've got a lot of shared calendars. You click on one, somebody's got a massage on a Thursday morning. TMI, too much information.
Right.
Private appointment, I say. There's also ways to sync your Pocket PC to your Google Calendar. Lots of people have been trying to figure this out. shrinkster.com/NN4 is one.
Well, we've got links up on the site. If your Google Calendar is synced to Outlook, Outlook syncs to your Pocket PC. Won't you pick those things up?
Sure. But there are people who don't necessarily want to use Outlook to do that kind of work. Sure. Also, there might be people who are using Outlook 2003 and they want to be able to synchronize to Outlook 2003 and then synchronize to their Pocket PC.
Got it. So you want to just go Google right to your Pocket PC.
Yeah, you never know. There's all sorts of ways people work their stuff.
Okay.
There is an open source project called Remote Calendar. It's on SourceForge at shrinkster/NN5. And this is basically an open source project that lets you, it's a plug-in into Outlook 2003 that lets you speak to anything that talks iCal.
Okay.
All right. So subscribe. There are lots of iCalendar things out there. For example, there was a website around here in Portland. I think it was called like Kids in Portland. And it was basically a guy publishing an iCalendar feed, basically an iCalendar as a feed of events going on around town. You can find iCalendar feeds out there about concerts or your favorite band. iCalendar, used correctly, can actually be like RSS for events. So it's a really great way to find out about information and subscribe in your calendar.
Okay.
Now, Google's added that recently in their Google Calendar. If you have a Google Calendar account, you can see that right next to the Search My Calendars button is a Search Public Events. So people have been using Google Calendar and making ones for their band, for their organization that you could then subscribe to.
Cool.
Very cool stuff. How do you manage your calendar?
I'm just straight Outlook and Pocket PC.
Yeah.
And I rely on my Pocket PC for reminders and things like that, if, you know. So that's basically what it is.
Your Pocket PC is a phone also?
Yeah, it's a Pocket PC phone.
So you got the smartphone.
I have the world phone, the Samsung i830.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it.
And your wife just uses Outlook?
Yeah, she uses Outlook, and when, you know, there's things that she needs to invite me to, she just invites me, you know.
So what do the rest of your family use? What's your mom use for her calendar?
All right. Well, you know, my dad's no longer with us, and my mom, she uses she doesn't use a calendar, a computer calendar. She uses the computer for surfing and something to yell at because she doesn't have my brother and I around anymore. So.
Well, I've been trying to turn on some of the family members onto, you know, open source stuff. A lot of people are using Firefox, using Thunderbird. No reason to use an Outlook license for mom and dad. I've been looking at Mozilla Sunbird. You seen this? It's basically like it's like Firebird, Thunderbird, it's Sunbird. It's a cross-platform calendar application. And what's great about it is that it uses iCal, right? Mm-hmm. So you could potentially sync your Google calendar to your Sunbird and vice versa. This iCal format, it's sloppy, but you know, when it works, it pretty much works. Of course, in the example that I gave earlier about Google Calendar, they kind of goofed up on the daylight savings time stuff, and I sniffed the wire and watched the ICS file coming down, and the dates were just flat out wrong. My wife's appointments that were showing up an hour late.
Bummer.
Yeah, it was a bummer. It's amazing how these things cause a lot of pain, and you don't even realize it until your calendar just works, and then one day it stops. Last thing I wanted to mention is that Microsoft is really actually kind of getting in onto this whole thing. They respect that people have Google calendars out there, and there's actually a knowledge base article on how to sync Google Calendar with Office 2007. So this is at /NN8.
Huh.
And this is up at the Office Online, and it's step by step on how to synchronize your calendars. I think the point is that if you have been looking for a solution for this kind of problem, you maybe never got around to it. I think this is a pretty good time. The iCal format works nicely. You've got tools like Sunbird. You've got Sync My Cal.
Yeah.
If you are interested in getting your calendar life organized, you know, what better time than now? You know, so there's a task for the weekend for folks to synchronize their calendars.
Stuff is actually working. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I got to go in. I think I'm on a trial of Sync My Cal. It's probably time for me to pay for it.
Okay. Well, Scott, that's a great show. Very timely because I was interested in all this stuff. And thanks once again.
All right, good deal.
All right, and we'll see you next time on Hansel Minutes.